With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Democrats in the White House are narrowing in on a spending deal that could avert a partial government shutdown as they negotiate new restrictions for President Trump's surge of immigration enforcement. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says ICE needs to be reined in.
Americans, by and large, support law enforcement. I do. And most people support border security. I do as well. But Americans do not support ICE terrorizing our streets, operating outside the law, killing American citizens. The madness and violence must end.
While President Trump said he wants to avoid a partial government shutdown.
Hopefully we won't have a shutdown. We're working on that right now. I think we're getting close. The Democrats, I don't believe, want to see it either. So we'll work in a very bipartisan way, I believe, not to have a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown.
President Trump plans to announce his pick to replace Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell next week.
During his first cabinet meeting of the year, the president said he will end weeks of speculation over who will lead the central bank after Powell's term expires this May. He said he thinks that person will do a good job. The president has been extremely critical of the Fed under Powell's leadership, complaining that interest rates remain too high. Powell has insisted that the Fed stay independent of politics and make its choices based on inflation and job market data. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Venezuela's acting president Delcy Rodriguez has signed a law that will open the nation's oil sector to privatization. The move reverses a tenet of the self-proclaimed socialist movement that's ruled the country for more than two decades. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 56 points, the Nasdaq dropped 172. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New York.
The state has agreed to end its legal fight aimed at making a group of Catholic nuns and other faith-based organizations offer abortion coverage in their health insurance programs. Lori Windham of the Beckett Fund, which represented the plaintiffs, says, quote, "The Supreme Court has made it abundantly clear that a religious group should not be bullied for staying true to their faith. We're glad that New York finally agreed." Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in Mexico is on the rise, and the nation's powerful drug cartels are the problem. International Christian Concern issued a report saying believers fear violence and intimidation from local cartels who extort churches and commit attacks of violence against Christ followers for speaking against their activities. The Observatory for Religious Freedom in Latin America says churches are targeted by the cartels as revenue. This is SRN News. The top U.S. envoy to China calls for fair and reciprocal trade between the world's two largest economies.
U.S. Ambassador David Perdue expresses concern about projections that China's dominance of global manufacturing will continue to grow. Perdue, speaking in Beijing, acknowledges China's manufacturing success, but the ambassador echoes fears that its exports threaten jobs in other countries. Perdue, a Trump appointee, says that China benefits from free trade, but American companies have faced barriers. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Gaza health ministry official says Israel has turned over the bodies of 15 Palestinians just days after recovering the remains of the last Israeli hostage. The transfer on Thursday marks the last hostage detainee exchange between Israel and Hamas. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.